Hello, everyone. Welcome to Water by God podcast, where I am your host, Alicia Arnold. Y'all, I'm so excited for what God is about to do. So we're gonna hop straight into it, y'all. Because I know what God has in store is bigger than anything. So we want to make sure He has all the time that He needs to prepare everything. Y'all, I hope this mic sounds okay. I bought this on Amazon and for a good price. And so hopefully as we go, the volume and everything, the content will be better. But for right now, this is what we're gonna work with. So if it sounds bad, I apologize. But I'm praying that you know, God will have his way even with the mic. Amen. But we're gonna go before the Lord in prayer. Father, I just thank you for this moment. I thank you for this first podcast episode. God, you have your way on this podcast. I pray that whoever is listening to this, God, that you may touch them, that you may deliver them from evil, God, that you may, Lord God, heal them, Lord God, and heal their pain, heal their heart, whatever reason they come on this podcast to listen. God, I pray that you fulfill that need, that want that they may be looking from you, God, and whatever you have on today to say to your people, God, remove me out the way, God, that you may fully have control, God, that I may surrender, that you may step in, God, and say what you have to say, God, withholding nothing, God. But I give you permission to have your way on this, Lord God, podcast. And we thank you, God, that deliverance will take place, God, even now and after. And we just thank you. We give you all the glory, God, and all the honor and all the praises in your son Jesus' name that I do pray. Amen, y'all. So we're getting straight into it. So if I had a title for this podcast, it would be Loving God for Being God. I'm so excited, y'all. I'm so excited because God has just given me so much to pour to his people. So much, like, I can't even begin to where to tell you. I've, over this time that I've just been separated from amongst this world, like, he's been giving me, like, I have a little devotion notebook, and when I tell you, I've been filling that thing up. Like, I have been filling that thing up, like, almost out of space. So I'm gonna have to go buy another one. But we're gonna be talking about loving God for being God today. I know a lot of times that we could just go to God for things that we want. We could just go to God because we know that he created the world. He created us. So he holds that power to do all things. But that does not mean that we have to take advantage of that. And y'all, I'm not going to lie. Because I have so much and because I've been in the vein for so long, I'm going to try not to start this off so strong because I want y'all to follow me along every episode. So we're gonna start off, you know, a little we're gonna start off a little slow, not too slow, but not too strong, but we're gonna start off just right so that the Holy Spirit may have his way. Amen. So when we pray, it is important that we understand that prayer reveals things. Prayer doesn't just come through for what you need it to come through for. No, it reveals things. And so we have to pray allows us to reflect and believe what God has in store for us. So prayer is not just, you know, going to God and what you need, going to God and what you want. No, it acknowledges him. It's saying, okay, you know, God, you are the creator. You are the father. You are the healer and everything that I need. So therefore, I'm going to come to you in that, not just coming to him that he's going to give you what you want, but coming to him knowing that because he is that Father, I will worship you. Father, I will adore you. I will do all that I need to because I know that even if I didn't get what I want, you're still God. You're still good. We just have to understand that God does things for us, but he is not only just our provider. He is our keeper. He is our the lover of our soul. He's our protector. A lot of times we focus on, like, in our prayers, we may focus on what we want for ourselves. When it comes to, you know, the things of ourselves, we have to learn sometimes to be selfless. There's so many things going on in this world, y'all. And, like, yes, we want things from God, but we need to pray, like, for strict deliverance. We need to pray for self-control. We need to pray for things that are going to keep us, like, that are going to keep us sustained living in the last days. We all say that. We all know that, right? We know that we're living in the last days, but what are we doing about it? Are we still asking for things from God that that may be materialistic. We don't need to be focused on materialistic things right now. There's way too many people. Sorry, y'all, my headphone is coming down. There's way too many people that needs help, needs deliverance, that's going through depression, that's going through suffering, that's going through, you know, all type of things, demonic strongholds. And here we are asking for money, asking for, you know, houses, cars, relationships, when simply God is good because he heals our soul. He heals our body. He heals our mind. He takes us, he takes that that healing, and he restores our strength. He restores our heart. He restores our mind. Everything that we need God to fix, he does. Sometimes it's not just about fixing our finances or fixing our relationship with humans or fixing you know, things that are materialistic, but simply understanding God is doing a greater work in our body. He's doing a greater work in our mind. He's doing a greater work in our soul. Like, y'all gotta remember, this is, I mean, we all have to remember, this is the same God that, if we look back in the Bible, you know, he was the same God that shut the mouth of a lion, talking about the lion's den. If you're looking back in Daniel chapter 6, okay, that's a whole nother thing. I'm gonna get into that because God has gave me a whole revelation about that, but I'm a one day talk about that. But if we just do a quick looking back at Daniel, okay, Daniel was protected. They threw him down. The government threw him down into a den full of lions. And he could have came out dead or not even coming out at all. But he worshiped God simply because God is good, not because he knew that, you know, there was something on the other side to it. He knew that whether he died or he lived, God was still good because God is merciful. God is strong. God is mighty. And so a lot of times we have to remember that this is the same God that did that for him. This is the same God that allowed David to, you know, fight Goliath. This is all those different stories. So how dare we just wake up and repeat the same prayers every day, you know, asking God, thanking God, Father, I just thank you for the food that I'm about to receive, or I thank you for allowing me to see another day. Now, don't get me wrong. For my Christians that are, you know, new to this thing, that are trying or just now beginning through this podcast, or just now, you know, reaching out to God, let God lead you. You start off how you have to start off. But for those that are calling themselves Christians and, you know, have already been seeking God and claim to, you know, be a child of him, it's time to move up higher in the things of him. Y'all see, in this world is getting crazier and crazier every day. Every day. Our prayers should not just be thank you, yes, and amen. No, our prayers need to be, God, deliver me from evil. God, protect my surroundings. Protect my vehicle. God, deliver all evil from around me. Deliver my family members. Deliver my heart from evil, how I think, how my mind, how I feel, my emotions. Deliver me from my own emotions, because sometimes our emotions get us down. Sometimes the devil doesn't even have to do much. We do, a lot of times, we let the devil sit back while we do the work for ourselves. Like, everything is not the devil, y'all. I want y'all to know that. Everything is not the devil, because sometimes the devil, he's like, y'all are making it too easy for me. Y'all are making it, y'all get caught up in your own emotions. Like, when we're having a bad day, we stay in that bad day. No, God has already called us. Like, if we're reading our word, he has already called us. He says, set your mind on things that are above, not on things on this earth that wants to make us mad, make us angry, make us stay in sin. So, yes, when it comes to those things, when it comes to prayer, pray for things that are above, things that are that heaven has already set its mind on, that heaven has already made place for, not on things that bother us that are so materialistic or so small, simple on this earth. Amen. Like, imagine if we could just be more transparent. Okay, let's slow this thing down. Imagine if we can just be more transparent with God, coming to him for things that we know we need. If we know we have a bad heart, let's go to God asking for a heart. We know one thing about God, God loves his people. How dare us call ourselves children of God and we don't even love God's people like we love God? So do we really love God? Because his word says if we love him, we love his people. We'll show that same love. So instead of just praying for a want and a need all the time, the need is for our heart to be fixed. God, help me to carry the love that you have for your own people. Help me to have that heart to love the heart, or to literally love the hell, the bad, the worst out of people. That's what we need to be praying for, y'all. Those are the type of things that God wants to set us free. If we know our mind is stuck on places and things that it shouldn't be on, that's what our prayer needs to be. Our prayer needs to be, God, fulfill my mind. Give me the mind of Christ that I can do the right thing, that I may not sin against your word, that I will stay and fulfill your word. Actually, God, fulfill my mind that whoever you want me to be around, I will be around them and not the people that you don't want me to be around. Those are the prayers that we need. It's a prayer. I once did a devotion. It was talking about it's time for our prayers to be disturbed. It's time for us to come out of our comfort zone. It's time for us to stop being lackadaisical when it comes to prayer and praying just in the mornings, asking for a good day. God is better than a good day, actually. God is better than a blessed day, actually. God is better than you just asking for his protection. He's way better. Like, I don't think we tend to understand how powerful that he is, that our day should be started with him, going through with him, and ending with him. Like the Bible says to pray without ceasing. So when we're praying, we have to remember, like, fill our hearts with his word, fill our hearts with his scripture, fill our hearts with him. Not fill our hearts with the world and what the world has to offer and what the world wants to say, what the world wants us to focus on. Focus on other people. We're supposed to be loving other people more than we love ourselves anyway. It sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. Yes, I know. It sounds crazy that you're supposed to love people. You're supposed to help people more than you help yourself. Because why? God does that. He does that for you. So when we come to our prayers, you know, just simply asking God for stuff for ourselves, how about we focus more on helping other people, praying for other people? And yes, when you first begin, yes, you're going to need God to cleanse you. So if anything, the prayer doesn't need to be what God can do for you, you know, physically or in that area, in that perspective, but what he can do to cleanse your body, to cleanse your mind, to make you whole, to make you renewed, to make your mind renewed, being a new creature in him, in the things of him. So I have a few scriptures to back all of this up, because I don't want y'all, this whole title of this podcast is Water by God. Like, the whole podcast is Water by God. So I'm going to always back everything I say up with scripture, because I don't want to be, you know, leading God's people to thinking that it's just what I have to say. No, God has the final say. His word is what we're living on. It's tight, but it's right. His word is tight, but it's right. It's going to get us together every single time. So I'm going to read to y'all Romans 8:26. This is the New International Version. And it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And so the purpose of God is not just to notify him of your needs, but it's to express dependence on God and that he's in control. So yes, it's not just, you know, prayer can do a lot of things. It can answer a lot of things because God is always listening, of course. And although that is the case, it's not just for that. It's to simply show God that, you know, he's in control. What does that mean? You know, only God can do it. Only God can do it. Do it. Y'all know that song. Literally, that's what that song means. Only God can do it. So when we come to prayer, that simply means, God, if nobody else do it, it's not going to be done. And actually, a lot of times we can do it ourselves, but if it's not God's way, it won't be successful. A lot of times we wonder why things aren't successful, why relationships weren't successful, friendships wasn't successful, finances wasn't successful. Maybe it's because God wasn't in it. Did you ever look to God? Like, did you pray to God about it? Did you go to God in prayer asking for him to anoint it, to bless it, to help it? But a lot of times we don't go to God for the sincerity of who he is. We go to God simply wanting that thing, when we should just go to God thanking him that he has control. God, I'm taking my hands off of it. You have control, because this is who you are. I'm going to leave it all up to you. and deliver me. That should be our prayer. Deliver me that I can see what you have for me. If that's not your will, it won't be done. Don't allow it to be done. And walking anyhow, knowing in expectation that whatever God's will and whatever God's way is, that is going to take place. That's what prayer is. That's what prayer is. Talking to God, allowing it to manifest, having faith that whatever happens, not just that thing, not glorifying what you want, but whatever happens, that God is going to get the glory in the end, because we don't understand what God blocks is his blessing. That's a blessing all along. Whatever he blocks is a blessing because it's his protection. It's him allowing you not to get caught up in that thing or knowing that that thing is going to cause destruction later on down in the line. And that's what he doesn't want. He doesn't want our bodies to be destructed. He doesn't want our minds to be destructed with people or cares of this world or what the world calls important, what the world calls materialistic. He doesn't want our minds set on those type of dangerous things. How dare we think that God keeping something from us is him not caring about us or him not loving us, you know, or fulfilling our needs. No, the need is exactly his protection, exactly what he wants for us. That's the need, because we don't have eyes. Our eyes are not big enough to see what's later on down the line. Our eyes are not, you know, good enough to see. Some of y'all may have 10-10 vision, 20-20 vision. I mean, I say 10-10, 20-20 vision. Okay. Y'all may have 20-20 vision, but guess what? At the end of the day, God's vision is all powerful. All seeing. He's an all-knowing God. So therefore, we can't think we know everything that's best for us. God knows what's best for us later on down the line. So make our prayers be, God, whatever your will is, whatever your way is, you have your way. You show us what your way is. A lot of times we idolize speaking to God or speaking about God before we speak to God. I'm gonna say it again. We idolize speaking about God rather than speaking to him. What does this mean? Yes, he's in our conversations. Yes, we go to church and we talk about him. Yes, we may go leaving church and still talk about him. We get on TikTok. We get on Snapchat. We get on the Bible app. We do all these things talking about God. But how much time do we spend actually in God's presence? Like, let that sit and saturate and marinate with y'all. I had to check myself because, and understand everything that I'm saying, I have to check it myself. Before I give anything, God has already had to check me on it because I know what that feels like. I know what that is. So rather than speaking about God, and sometimes we don't even speak about him enough. Sometimes we get so carried away in life that we never, ever even open our mouths to say his name one time. Imagine we're in prayer in the morning and at night and the whole day, throughout the day, we have nothing else to say to him. We have nothing else to talk about him. But for those that are talking about him, are we in his presence? Are we reading our word more than we're doing other things? Are we reading our word more than we're on social media, on TikTok? Like, we spend a lot of time scrolling up and down, left and right, swiping and liking. But it, with all that being said, you know, what are we doing for God? That is the whole purpose. Like, you couldn't have thought the creator put you on this earth to not do anything but live your life. What they say, YOLO, you only live once. You couldn't have thought that he wanted you to recklessly live your life because this is the only life. Well, for those that are in Christ, you know, this is not your only life. You have a life after this, a real life. Let's get into it, a life for eternity. But because we get so caught up on this world, that's what's going to depend or show where we're going to live on eternity. Because no, you don't only live once if you're in the things of Christ. Come on, somebody. You actually live twice. You live on this earth and then you live in heaven. Because there's a new heavens and a new earth that God has created or set aside for those that are living righteously and correctly, that have a heart of him. So what are we doing to worship him on this earth? What are we doing to, you know, flee from temptation? In order to flee from temptation, we have to be speaking his scriptures daily, hourly, sec by seconds if you have to. Whatever you have to do, even if it's just praying and you don't have enough scripture built inside of you. When people make you angry, pray. When somebody makes you sad, pray. When you're hungry and you don't have food, pray. When you feel like finances aren't where they should be, pray. But pray because you know that God is your provider. God is your sustainer. He is your lover. When you feel like you're not being loved, pray. Prayer is the answer to everything. Prayer and scripture. Talking to God. Putting in that relationship, y'all. Think about it this way. Imagine having like a secret admirer, right? Or somebody that just sends you stuff all the time. Like, you know, they just sending you gifts or sending you money. And then you don't really know them though, right? Because it's a secret admirer, you know, somebody that you don't really know. They just giving you stuff. Or even for y'all that got, you know, people that you do know that just gives you stuff, but you don't know them for real. Imagine you never care to even find out. You would want to know. If it's a secret of mine, you would want to know, who is this person? Who is the person, the stranger behind all these gifts and all this money that they're giving me? And when in reality, God is a stranger to some of us, because all we do know him is for gifts, for money, for supplying. Imagine, y'all, like, take time to think about that. We don't want to just know God for what he can do for us. We want to know God because he healed us. He set us free, free from the world, free from having to be bound, free from what the world thinks about us. It's an internal thing that he does, not a physical thing. See, we have to learn to see God for what he can do internally, not just externally, not what we call blessed and highly favored. Because yes, we can be blessed and highly favored, but what did he do internally? Because anybody can be blessed and highly favored. Somebody that's an unbeliever can be blessed and highly favored simply because they put in the work of the world. There's a difference now. The work of the world. An unbeliever can be so successful because they put that time into their jobs that they idolize or they love or whoever else. A marriage can be successful, but if God is not in it, then his purpose is not being fulfilled. So therefore, we have to know God for who he is, not just what he can do, but love him because regardless of what happens next, you're saved. Like, imagine not getting what you wanted, but instead God gives you something even better. He gives you something 10 times better than what you were even looking. Our expectations are so low because we think that we want best for ourselves when God wants better. He wants better than what we think is best for us. And that's the best thing about him. That's why it's dangerous to pray a prayer of just needs or what you think you need or what you think you want. Because God is so fulfilling, he's going to give you what you ask for. Yes, he will. But when what you ask for turns around and bites you, you ask for it. So instead, let's focus on asking for God's will to be done. Asking. And how do we do this? Y'all, it's in scripture. I'm going to go ahead and read this one as well. Because once I say it, y'all, I'm going to back it up. I'm going to back it up for y'all with scripture. So in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, it says, "This then is how you should pray." And this is Jesus talking. Just so y'all know. Just so y'all know. Okay? Whatever Jesus says is whatever Jesus says. That's what it is. That's ain't no turning it around. None of that. So it says, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Okay, so y'all know we say this prayer. We have said this prayer in sports. We have said this prayer in church. We say this prayer as like a beginning prayer for those that just started. But we do not realize the importance behind this prayer. There's so much importance behind this prayer. Why? Because if Jesus is saying this is how we should pray, he tells us right here. Y'all didn't hear once of him saying this is how you should pray. Father, I need you to bless me and I need you to do this for me and I need a house by the end of 2025. I need a car and I need you to bless my finances. And I need, he didn't say you should pray with the prayer full of wants. No, that's not what he said. He said you should pray like this. Our Father in heaven, first acknowledging him, Father that is in heaven. This is saying, God, you're greater than anything. You're so powerful. You're so big. You're in heaven. You can't even be on this earth because it's too much going on. Your spirit is greater than this earth. So acknowledging him, saying, Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done. How can we pray this prayer saying your will be done, but then later we're praying prayers of God, do this for me and do this for me and do that for me and do this for me. So in reality, you really don't want his will to be done. You want your will to be done, your bucket list that you have for 2025. How dare us think that we're asking God to fulfill his needs that he wants for us when he's going to give you exactly what you want. Instead of praying this prayer, it doesn't have to be exactly this prayer, but he's given us an example of how we should pray, acknowledging him and saying, Father, your will be done. If nothing else is done, if you don't give me all these things that I'm asking for, your will be done anyhow. Give us our daily bread. Our daily bread. What does that mean? You're in your word. Your daily bread he gives you. You're feeling sad. Get your daily bread for the day. We eat. Some of us eat three times a day, but man cannot live off of bread alone. So daily bread is from him. It's from Jesus. It's from the Lord, our Savior. Daily bread of knowing, maybe, why am I feeling depressed? I haven't got my daily bread for the day. Why am I feeling financially unstable? I haven't got my bread for the day. Why do I feel so weak? You know, if you go like all day without eating, you feel sick. Yeah, so why do I feel sick spiritually? Why am I down? Why do I feel like the enemy has so much control over me? Why my emotions have so much control over me? You have not gotten your daily bread for the day. So when we pray, our prayer should be first acknowledging him, then saying, your will be done, then going to him saying, God, help me to get my daily bread. Give me my daily bread for the day, and then forgive me forgive us for our debt. Forgive me for my debt, as you have also forgiven the debtors. Y'all, it's so important to forgive people. Sometimes we have so much in our heart because we say we're forgiven. Y'all know that phrase, I forgiven, but I won't forget. But we think it's fair that God can forgive us and forget our past. And he just literally, it's like erasing off a whiteboard. Once he erased it, it's done. It's it. He ain't gonna hold it against us. So how dare us say, if he does that and that's his love for us and he said we supposed to reciprocate that to other people, how dare we say, I forgive, but I won't forget? That is not forgiving. I'm let you know now. I'm gonna tell the truth and shame the devil. That is not forgiving, y'all. I hate to break it to you, but that is not forgiving. What I said at the beginning, his word is right and it's tight and it's just is what it is. Because how can we want something from God, but we're not reciprocating that to others? So we have to forgive others as he has forgiven us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. What does deliverance from evil looks like? If I have a bad heart and I can't love not even my enemy, deliver me from evil, because that's evil. If I'm going around cursing at everybody, showing bad emotions, showing anger, deliver me from evil. If I want anything, first you got to be delivered from evil. How can you go to God with an evil heart? And yes, he says, come to him however you are. That is why he wants you to come with him with an evil heart, so he can take that evil heart away and cleanse that. But we too busy asking for wants and needs. No, we need to be delivered. We need to be set free. Our minds need to be right so we can love God's people the way they are called and deserving to be loved. Now, yes, some people don't love us back, but because we have the love of Christ, Christ wasn't loved back either by the world. But yet he still showed that love. So we ought to do the same. When people don't love us the way God says to love, love them anyhow. You can love, literally, when I say love the hell out of somebody, that means you can literally love them and love the bad out of them, because we know hell is bad, right? So when you love that, when you love them and they may not be reciprocating it. But when you love them at some point with the love of Christ, they're going to have to come up anyway. They're going to have to come up anyhow and reciprocate that, because you never know who your love can help set free. You never know. It can set the enemy free. The enemies around you, the demonic strongholds around you, when you're having the love of Christ, that is real love, because his love breaks yokes. His love breaks strongholds. His love breaks depression. Even if you just open up your mouth and you just praise God for simply being God, if nobody else shows that love, just praise God for simply being God, that you are able to show that love. We have to worry about ourselves and not what other people are doing around us, because you cannot control the actions of other people, but only yourself. We have to learn to hold ourselves accountable, y'all. And we have to learn to avoid wanting God to fulfill our brain and not our soul. When he told me that, it was so good. I'm going to say it again. Avoid God wanting to fulfill your brain and not your soul. What does that mean when he fulfills your brain? That means, okay, wherever you are going to him and wanting, he's going to give you that. So it's all in your head at this point. It's all in your head. At this point, we have become spoiled, because we know our Father in heaven is going to give us whatever we want. Yes, he will. But at this point, you have become spoiled, and you have not, your soul has not been fulfilled, because you're just worried about what he has to offer you. And some people, even in relationships, have been spoiled. And this is why relationships may go left, or friendships may go left, because they're so used to getting things their way that they're not able to reciprocate what it is, or they're not able to sanctify the friendship or sanctify the relationship or let God do that, because they're too busy about what they want, what's best for them, and how that person can benefit them instead of benefiting others. There's a strong distinction, y'all, between you believing in God and you believing in things. And I have another scripture for y'all. And it's from John 15. Uh-oh, y'all, let me pull it up. John 15 and 7. And it says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you, right? But it also says if, and that's why we went through English, y'all. There's ifs, there's buts, there's ands, and that one word can change the whole sentence. So it said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. It's important. We have to literally bold the word if. If you remain in me, what does that mean? If you're doing my will, if you're doing my way, if you're doing what I have told you, if you're doing my commandments, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is Jesus speaking. Once again, this is not, you know, any of just the disciples or anybody speaking. This is strictly Jesus saying, if you remain in me, if you are faithful, if you are doing what I have called you to do, if you are not sinning against my word, basically ask, and of course it will be given. Of course, because you're faithful. But sometimes we're disobedient unto God. We're not doing what we should. And then at that point, it's like we get angry at God because things we may not have gotten the things that we prayed for or we wanted. When once again, either two things, either one, your mind and your heart was simply set on that and you didn't care about anything else. You didn't really care about what God can do internally. You was just caring about what he can do on the outside for you. So either that, or actually you just genuinely, you know, you didn't want God. You didn't want to see, you didn't want his will to be done, what he wanted for you. You wanted what you wanted. And so when these things happen, we have to understand that we get disappointed. Yes, we get disappointed in life. Like we'll get so angry at God because we feel like, oh, he didn't come through. Like that prayer didn't get answered. When no, God always comes through. Prayers always get answered. And once again, maybe because it didn't happen, that was his protection. And God will show you if you believe in those things. Like there's a difference in believing in him. Like I said, believing in him and believing in things. When you believe in the things, you'll set your mind on the outcome. When you believe in him, you'll focus on things of him and not just the outcome. So whatever the outcome is, Only God can control the outcome. You can control your actions. He controls the outcome. Whatever the outcome is, you'll be okay with that because you know God has better. But some of us, we worship the outcome. We worship money. We worship relationships, friendships, food. Like, we can worship anything and then turn around and pray and say, God, give me this, and then get mad when we don't get it. When look at where your heart posture was when you was looking for it, when you was asking for it. And so God is saying, you know, simply just focus on him. Love him, for who he is, not for what he has to offer. None of us want to be used. None of us. None of us. If we know, we get mad when friends come to us and all they doing is using us, or relationships, all they're doing is using us. All they care about is how they can benefit and what we can do for them, and pulling out of our pockets and everything else, and we're giving them joy and they're giving us nothing in return. That's the same exact thing with God. It's the same thing. There's nothing different about it. There's nothing different about it. So how dare we just go to God for things that we want when he's bigger than the things that he wants? He wants to purify you inside and out. So why do we think purification doesn't just come alone, or does just come along with blessings? No, that's not how that works. Purification comes with tears. It comes with self-control. It comes with obedience. It comes with sometimes having to leave the world behind and walk alone in this thing called Christ, Christianity. That's what real Christians do. Regardless of what the world is doing, if we want to be like Christ, Jesus had to walk alone sometimes. He had to get his mind right and set himself apart from the world because he knew this world meant no good for him. But we want everything that the world wants. And we can't desire those things. We have to set our mind on things that are above. I have a note. It says, when his words remain in him, you will do right, and your prayers will be for revelation before elevation. And so that's what we want. We want elevation before the revelation comes. First, God has to give us revelation. Revelation. If you like to take notes, that is something that I would say to write. Or if you haven't already wrote a lot, revelation has to come before elevation. Before you want anything from God, see what he can do to cleanse you before you get that thing. Because he's not going to give you something you're not prepared for. He's not going to give you a big blessing that you think you're ready for, but you mishandle it, because he knows later on down the line you may not be ready for that. It may cause you to be in financial debt. It may cause you to be depressed in the end. It may even cause death in the end. So why would he give you something you can't handle? No, he's going to protect you. And in due time, and if it's his will, he will give it to you. He will allow it to take place. He will allow it to happen. So revelation on what God wants for you. Then comes elevation. Even positions we want. If we want that job, or we want titles, we have to understand, let God give you that revelation on your deliverance first. If you're already in things of God, let God give you that deliverance on what you should be doing and how you should be cleansed, and if you're actually delivered like you say you are. Then comes elevation. Then comes titles. Then comes the new positions. But until then, let God cleanse you. Let God sanctify you. Let him purify you, because how other people see you is the God that they will see you. See through you, excuse me. So let that sit. Like, whatever God you think you're worshiping, or however good you think you're worshiping God, that is what people will see. That is the representation of God that you are showing. So if you're out here like showing your tail, or you're having a bad heart or a bad attitude, and you saying you believe in God and you telling everybody you a child of God, but yeah, you doing this, that is the God that they're going to believe that you serve. And we do not want to represent God like that. We don't want anybody to think that's the God that we serve. Incorrect. Because our God that we serve, or my God that I serve, I know that he's loving, he's faithful, he's kind, he's obedient, he's everything that we need. He's our strong tower. We can depend on him. We may not be able to depend on man, but we can depend on him. So therefore, if we can depend on him and he wants us to be dependable, then why can't friends depend on us? Why can't relationships depend on us? Why can't the church depend on you? But we say we a child of God, though. Or we say we believe in God. The devil believes in God, too, y'all. Let that be known. The devil definitely does believe in God. So If he believes in God, believing in God is not enough. But you have to show that by actions, by living that, by walking that, by talking that, be that, live that, and learn to be who God has caused you to be. I have one last scripture, y'all, and we're going to wrap this on up. Ephesians chapter 6, it says, verse 18, sorry. And pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So it's just saying, once again, pray for the Lord's people and pray in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit will lead you. The spirit will tell you what to pray for. And even in that last scripture, not the last one, I believe the one before that, it says we can pray simply by our groans, by the wordless groans. What does that mean? When you have nothing else to say, God is so good. He knows how to interpret those groans. So he knows that what we're going through. He knows when we're so hurt, we're so down, we're so depressed, we have nothing to say. Go to him. Go to him. And you don't even have to say a word. Prayer is conversation, even when y'all know you can have that relationship or that friendship with somebody where you don't got to say a word. You can just look at them. You can just look at them and they know what you're about to say, or they know by the facial expressions or by the sounds what you're about to say, because y'all somewhere have connected. Somewhere y'all connected and y'all know exactly what each other are thinking. That's the same thing with that scripture. He wants us to know that if you don't say a word, as hurt as you are, come being hurt, come being down. He can fix that. Only he can solve that. We can't handle that. We were not built to handle that. Our strength is not strong enough to handle that. Only his strength is. And so when we're wondering why we're still down, why we're still having bad days, why we're still in that time of depression, it's because we wanted to. We chose to be in that because we don't have to be. We don't have to be angry. And if we're angry, maybe we need to evaluate who's around us that is making us angry. We need to evaluate what spirits are around us that are making us angry, or what things and what we lack in self-control that is making us angry, because he has not given us that spirit of anger. He's not giving us that. So we need to walk in joy, walk in a sound mind, walk in peace, and never be too busy to give God his honor or his glory. And what is giving his honor and glory is not just mean, you know, believing in him and, you know, maybe talking about him once or twice in your day and praying in the morning. That's it. No, that means meditating on his word day in and day out, morning and night, seconds, hours, minutes, however, months, years, forever and eternity. That's what that means. Always worshiping him, always remembering him. Because when you remember his word, you'll do what's right. You don't have to sin. But that's another, listen, y'all, I got so much. That's another conversation for another day about sin. But like I said, y'all, I didn't want this to be too much or too strong. I want to start off, y'all may say, this ain't light. Yes, it's light. It's light, y'all. But I want to start off with something that can just encourage us to, you know, admire God for who he is and not what he has to offer. He has so much for us, and he has so much that he wants to give us. Yes, he does. So many blessings, but it comes with obedience. It comes with doing what is right. It comes with knowing who he is and knowing him. We don't want somebody to use us, so we don't need to be using him, because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. He placed humans on earth so we can know what his love feels like and know what serving him feels like. But if we're serving ourselves, then what is life? Because in the end, it's not going to do us any justice. In the end, we're going to stand before him and he's going to ask us, what have we done? And if all we got to say is, well, we lived a good life, we saved a whole bunch of money. Because when you die, guess what? That money does not go with you. So if all we got to say to him is we saved up, our savings account was packed with money, and, you know, we were able to help the homeless, or, you know, we pray morning and night, but you weren't being obedient, like you were still sinning against him, something's wrong. So I just want to encourage y'all on today. I pray that this word helped y'all or helped someone. If it helped one person, then I know that I've done my job as a faithful servant unto the Lord. I pray that y'all stay tuned as we continue to drop episodes. They're going to be every Wednesday until God says otherwise, or if he changes, I don't know. But for right now, it's gonna be Wednesdays, and so y'all stay tuned for that. And I just hope y'all have a blessed day whenever y'all are watching this. I pray if it's morning, I pray that y'all have a blessed day. Or if it's the afternoon, I pray that y'all go throughout the rest of your day, loving on God, loving who he is, just remaining in his word, remaining in his spirit, asking him to come visit you, you know, asking him to fill you with his presence. And if you're watching this at night, then I pray that you sleep with him. I pray that he covers you as you sleep, and protects you. But I just pray the love of God over you all. I thank you for tuning in, for listening, and you all have a blessed and wonderful evening or afternoon. Thank you for listening. Love y'all. Mwah.